Welcome to the Vegas Voice Podcast Network. The Vegas Voice, the voice for your health, wealth, and good times, and Nevada's most powerful senior media resource. I'm John the Announcer, and happy to introduce the various Vegas Voice segments and interviews that you can also find in our magazine, on our websites, and YouTube channel. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy listening to the Vegas Voice.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Vegas Voice Podcast Network. I'm Dan Roberts, the publisher of the Vegas Voice, and in this People and Places segment, we have a fantastic guest who is going to talk about something brand new in Las Vegas, and that is Mr. Monty Jones, who, if I'm saying it correctly, is the Outreach Benefit Advisor with United Energy Workers Healthcare. Monty, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me here, Dan. I really appreciate it.
It is our pleasure. Let's start with the basic. Exactly what is the United Energy Workers Healthcare?
So United Energy Workers Healthcare is a company that started in Blanding, Utah, where I'm from. And it was started from a friend of mine named Chad Chumway, his brother Travis, and their friend John. United Energy Workers is a provider for the Department of Energy for the I just call it the Energy Employees Compensation Program, to keep it short. A lot of people know it as the white card. And so we're a home health care company that started in a small town of uranium miners, farmers, ranchers. And we started this company. Chad's grandfather got the benefits, and they started looking into it. And he got the white card, but there wasn't anybody to provide the benefits for them, home health care, medical supply companies, those types of things. And so they saw the need for that. We started down there taking care of really family members, neighbors, relatives, and the passion and love that we have for taking care of those energy workers has become who we are, even though now we're like we have 23 states that we're covered and 2,000 patients, but we still have the same love and compassion for those patients as we did when we started the program.
I mean that's a fantastic startup situation. Exactly when did you start? And again, who qualifies for this program and for this healthcare?
So this program itself started in 2001, and really we tell anybody, if you work for the Department of Energy or you work for somebody that was a contractor and employed by the Department of Energy, you need to look into this. It's a fabulous program, but there's not a lot of education on it. Not a lot of people know it, that they might actually qualify for it. It's a program that was started for people that were exposed to chemicals, radiation. And so if you did work for the Department of Energy, you may or may not know that you were exposed. A lot of the illnesses and stuff, people don't realize that they're related to the chemicals that they were exposed to.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, like you mentioned, that you're a startup company, not many people know about it. I mean, we didn't know about it. And I guess this is something you're just trying to get the word out because, again, most people have no idea what it is, even though I'm sure the benefits and the qualifications are just excellent.
Yeah, so this program, it's an amazing program, but there is not very much education on it. A lot of people don't know about it.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for companies like us, the Department of Labor, they don't tell people that they might qualify for these benefits. And so without us doing this outreach and education and really helping people navigate the program, people are lost. They don't even know where to start.
I mean, I would tend to agree because I have like a million questions for you. How do you find out and who qualifies and what are the benefits? And I mean, I have like a million questions on it. And I guess the basic thing is, how would you even start to find out? Let's start with if they want more information. And we're going to ask you again, how do they get a hold of you? How do they get a hold of the company to find out what's going on?
So we have a local representative down here that we'll give the contact phone number to. You can call her. It's 702-475-6605. Las Vegas is obviously a major retirement community.
Positively,
right?
Yeah.
So you might not have necessarily worked out here at the Nevada test site.
Yeah.
You might have worked at the Hanford nuclear site. Maybe you were a uranium miner from the Four Corners. You worked up in Idaho at INL, and you wanted to get out of the snow, so you moved down here. So this program is for everybody. It doesn't matter if you worked out there at the Nevada test site.
And, okay, and is it just that person that qualifies, or would their families qualify?
No, so anybody that spent time out there, you had to be employed or work for a contract there that was employed. If you have work history, then you can come and see if you could qualify. Well, you need to have work history and you need to have an illness. A lot of times people don't know that they do have an illness that qualifies them.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the program, it was cancers and respiratory illnesses. With research from doctors, attorneys, which we have one of the greatest attorneys work for this program. His name's Jason Jones.
Right.
And his company's Atomic Workers Claims. And he's going to be at the event that we're hosting. And, you know, him and these doctors that have been doing this research, in the beginning it was cancers and respiratory illnesses. Mm-hmm. Now there's so many illnesses that qualify people for these benefits.
You know, and again, you mentioned it. We're going to also – let's discuss it. You have an event coming up next Friday, April 26th, which is a breakfast – I mean, it's lunch and learn type of session. Talk a little bit about that. Tell us when it is, the date, time, and the location, and what do you expect to learn if you go there? Because people aren't going to go just for the free lunch, I assume.
So one cool thing about it, it's at the Atomic Museum, and right. You get to go into the museum. We'll pay for people to get into the museum, or it's part of the vending that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday, April 26th.
Starts at 10 a.m.
10 a.m., and it's at the Atomic Museum. What we do, so we've been doing this for, you know, many years. We will bring all the resources that we've learned and bring them to these events. So medical supply companies, AWC is going to be there. As many resources as we can. We have a team of consequential illnesses. A lot of people get these cards like 10 or 15 years ago, and they don't know how to even utilize them.
No idea at all, sure.
And so we educate people on how to utilize their card. Are you doing your impairment ratings? Do you have consequential illnesses that you could get added to these cards? So we're educating people and then bringing them resources, and we help them navigate through the entire process of the program. If you haven't got a white card, we'll teach you and educate you on this process of applying for a white card.
And you know what? Just in case people don't know, what is a white card?
So the people that work in the Department of Energy,
right?
They'll most likely understand. It's the benefits that we're talking about through the program. And it looks like a credit card, and it's got their case ID number on it. And it's what they get with the compensation. The compensation can be up to $400,000, right? So the benefits of this program, you have compensation. It's basically broke down in three parts. You can get compensation up to $400,000. You can get all your medical bills as long as it's related to the codes that are on your card.
Mm-hmm.
So doctor's bills, medication, medical supplies, all of these are covered. And then the third thing is home health care, which we come in and provide.
You do,
but we do a lot more than that. We want everybody to know what their benefits are and educate them on their benefits.
So really, I guess if you work for the Department of Energy, when I say a white card, they'll understand exactly what it is.
They do.
They
right?
do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And in the minute or so that we have left, one more time. The event is April 26th. When, where, how? To get more information, give them the pitch.
So it's April 26th at the Atomic Museum. I know a lot of people might not be able to make it. If you can make it there, we would love to see you. Even if you didn't work for the Department of Energy and you know somebody that did, come to the event, you know, and learn and then let them know about it. If you're in town visiting and you hear this, call our number. You know, you might not even live here, but you might qualify for these benefits. The number that we have, 702-475-6605. And it's Jacqueline. She's awesome. She's a local benefits provider here.
Good. And there's no cost. Again, it's not like you have to walk in, you got to pay something to hear something. It's no cost, and you get a free lunch.
It's a free lunch.
Yeah.
It's no cost. The amazing thing about these benefits is these people that earn them, it's no cost to them either.
Really?
Yeah. It's no cost, yep. And helping them through the whole process, there's no cost involved. If they get approved and they use an authorized rep, they pay a little, like, small fee for that. But all of this education and resources, it's free. You know, a lot of people, they think it's too good to be true, but it's not.
Yeah, and I guess that includes all the paperwork, because the paperwork will kill you more than anything else, if not the illness.
Exactly, right? Yeah. And that's the thing. When you use an attorney like Jason Jones, he's taking the pressure and the stress away from you having to do it yourself.
So in the few seconds that we have left, I told you it goes pretty quick. Monty, people want to go to the event on Friday. It is when, where, and how? One more time.
So it's at the Atomic Museum. It's 755 East Flamingo Road in Las Vegas. It's 10 a.m. Until it gets over. I think usually they last about an hour and a half, 2 hours. You can call Jacqueline to RSVP, 702-475-6605. And if you can't make it, call her anyways. We'll come and visit you. It doesn't matter where you're at.
No, that's the best way of doing it. Monty, I thank you so much. Hopefully, we'll get more information. We'll have you back on, and we'll talk about this. Because I guarantee you, most people have no idea, and they're entitled to these benefits.
Absolutely. We say that they earned them. You know, it's a benefit that they earned. They were exposed while working, and it should be something they should be proud to get.
Got it. So, Monty Jones, Outreach Benefit Advisor with the United Energy Workers Healthcare. I thank you so much for coming here on such short notice. This is Dan Roberts for the Vegas Voice Podcast Network, and we will see you again next time.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.